with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting this just into SRN News. Pennsylvania's governor says a small plane has crashed in Philadelphia as crews respond to a fiery scene. The crash happened Friday less than 3 miles from Northeast Philadelphia Airport, which primarily serves business jets and charter flights. Philadelphia's Emergency Management Office says Friday there was a major incident at the location of the crash site and that roads are closed in the area. We'll have more as details become available. Police boats have been scouring the Potomac River as part of the recovery and investigation into the deadly mid-air collision at Reagan National Airport.
Authorities say the remains of 41 people have been pulled from the Potomac River following the Wednesday mid-air collision between a jet and an Army helicopter. 67 people died. John Donnelly is the Washington, D.C. fire chief.
We expect to recover all of the bodies. We have a, that's why our teams are still working.
Reagan National Airport has reopened, but officials say two of its three runways remain closed to keep aircraft from flying over the crash scene while taking off or landing. The Department of Transportation says the Federal Aviation Administration has heavily restricted helicopter traffic around the airport. Mike Hemp in Washington.
The Trump administration has announced that they will impose a 25% tariff on items from Canada and Mexico and a 10% tariff on goods from China. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says his nation will respond to any Trump tariffs.
A purposeful, forceful, but reasonable, immediate response. It's not what we want, but if he moves forward, we will also act.
On Wall Street, the Dow down by 337 points. This is SRN News. The Pew Research Center asked the world about religion.
The question is simple. Does religious faith help or hurt society? And the answer is, it helps. Most people in most of the 36 countries surveyed say religion is a good thing for their society. 72% of Americans believe that, as do 78% of the people in Mexico, 91% of those in Kenya. However, less than half of adults living in Western Europe say that religion has been a help to their societies. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Maine's highest court has ruled against a law that removed the statute of limitations for civil claims about child sexual abuse. Lawmakers in the state approved the law in 2021, and it was later challenged by the Roman Catholic Diocese of Portland. Lawyers for the diocese told the Maine Supreme Judicial Court during arguments that they felt the removal of time limits was unconstitutional. This is SRN News. A new painkiller receives approval from the FDA to avoid opioid addiction risks.
It's made by Vertex Pharmaceuticals and called Journavx. Dr. Charles Argoff at Albany Medical Center.
Not only is it a non-opioid medication for acute pain, which is the first that's been approved in decades, but it also allows people a new option. And each of us are different. And we need as many options as possible.
Dr. Michael Hsu at the Mayo Clinic.
It really works on the peripheral nerves, less so than like an opioid that would work centrally in your brain.
The new drugs for short-term pain that often follows surgery or injuries. Ben Thomas, Washington.
President Trump met Friday with NVIDIA CEO Jensen Huang, whose company designs and supplies the advanced computer chips that play an integral role in developing artificial intelligence. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.